I sat there a while until the shaking mostly stopped, and as I did, I felt blood trickle down my back. I'd forgotten that the stupid son of a bitch had shot me. Jojo, secure. The lights went out, except for a little ribbon of light coming from under the bathroom door. Cinti. Now what the hell was I going to do with her? I pulled on my slacks, turned on the overhead light, and got a towel out of the drawer in the bed pedestal. I wrapped it around my shoulder and back, mostly to keep from getting blood all over, and sat down on the bed. Honey, I called. Have you seen my H&K? I can't find it out here. No answer. I waited a minute or two. Sweetie, are you okay in there? You've been in there a real long time. Come on out, why don't you? You're gonna kill me, she said at last, her voice trembling with fear, and I could tell she was crying. Aw, come on, sugar, let's not argue over who's trying to kill who, I answered. I could hear her sobbing now, and all of a sudden I felt bad. That was Cinti in there. 6 years of my life, really the six best. Hell, I wasn't going to kill her, but she didn't know that, and that last smart remark was nothing but torture. Cinti, you ever know me to kill two people in the same night? Think about it. It's too messy. I let her think about it for a while. Cinti?
Yeah?
If I want to kill you, I can just come in there and kill you. You're not good enough, even with the H&K, to stop me, and you know it. Your backstairs boyfriend was a professional killer in body armor. He took me by surprise and unarmed, and he's out here getting stiff. So how well do you think you'll do? Now toss the damned pistol out before I get angry. The door opened a crack, and she tossed out the heavy automatic. Cinti wasn't stupid. I got up and picked it up and slipped the Hawker into the pocket of my slacks. The H&K was a real hand cannon, and it was persuasive. People take one look at it and start babbling. The door opened and she stuck her head out, eyes wide, makeup smeared by tears. She looked at Ricky's body on the floor and started crying again. Let's go out in the living room, I said. We're going to sit for a while and you're going to tell me everything, and I mean everything. Then you're going to take a couple thousand in cash and one suitcase of clothes and disappear.
How do I know you won't just kill me?
Cinti, if you've got a better offer, go ahead and take it. She went out into the living room. Before I joined her, I triggered my embedded comlink and squinted up Henry's number from my auto list. Yeah, boss, he answered inside my head. Clean up in aisle one. On my way.